Welcome to the Loving Life Mindsets Podcast with me, Melissa Unger. I share science, methods, and personal stories to help women who are on a journey to have the healthiest mindsets that they can possibly have. So don't wait any longer. It is time for you to start loving your life. This week, I got a little curious. I wanted to know what was the top trending self-help topic on the internet. And so I plugged that into my browser, and lo and behold, a list of 10 immediately popped up. The very number one trending topic for self-help is confidence. How to gain it and how to get it and how to keep it. I thought that was pretty interesting. So I did more research, and that brings us to today's podcast, episode number 47 on Loving Life Mindsets with me, Melissa Unger. We are going to explore different ways that you can build your confidence, and some of these ways you may have never even thought of before. That's the fun part. Thank you so much for being here today. If you like this podcast, that you can share it, that you would subscribe and just hit a like button, that would be amazing. Now let's dive into approximately 7 different habits that you can start incorporating into your life in order to have more confidence. Now, I have touched on a few of these in my previous podcasts, just from the beginning of the year, and I did not realize how utterly important they are to building confidence. I knew that it would help you, amongst other benefits from doing those things, and that's some of these habits that we're going to talk about today that you can incorporate into your life in order to realize that you indeed can have all the confidence that you may see other people showing. Too often, we can be in a crowd of people and we will feel like we are the only ones who feel unconfident, when in fact, we're not. A high percentage of the crowd that you are in is probably feeling very unconfident just as you are. They don't show it, or else you're just not looking for it. It would be really interesting if you could read everybody's mind, because then you would know that you indeed are not alone. We, as human beings, we are basically all seeking self-confidence in some form or another. And we just want to be loved, we just want to be liked, we just want to be valued and appreciated. And we live in a time right now where self-awareness is crucial. It's one of the trending topics as far as knowing who you are and what you want in life is to become so self-aware. We have to know the things in our past that either give us good characteristics or bad characteristics. And if you can think back in your childhood, possibly from parents or siblings, teachers, things that they instilled in you that may be a good attribute, and think about those and how you use those. Maybe it's a good work ethic. Maybe you were taught at a young age to be very kind and polite and courteous, mindful of other people. Perhaps you were taught to do the best that you can do. Perhaps you were yelled at. Perhaps you were abused. But you can look back and think of all the good things that you are bringing out of your childhood that make you productive, that make you feel good. And then look at the things that were not good in your childhood that maybe you're carrying with you. And some of those things may be good as far as your work ethic, like really having a high standard, really working hard and learning and just not quitting. But those same attributes that you're using in your work area may be harmful to those around you or your family if you try to impose those on them. So it's kind of a self-awareness balance, knowing the good and the bad in your past, what you can take from that and use in ways that will excel you, and then also know the things that you should not put on other people. but that maybe worked for you, if that makes any sense at all. But basically, if you can work through your past, that is going to help you become so much more confident because you're going to know exactly who you are. You're not going to wonder who you are, and you're not going to feel like you're the certain way because your parents said it. You are actually going to know who you are, and that is a huge step to gaining confidence. Another habit that you can definitely do, and we talked about this before in an earlier podcast, is about developing a skill and learning new things. And so when you can develop a high value skill, something that can definitely propel you in the workforce or make you stand out from other people. Perhaps it is being just very charismatic. Perhaps it is a writing skill or a musical skill. Something that is of a high value skill. Maybe you're a great editor or you know computers. Whatever it is that you can do that other people don't do as much, because we're all gifted in certain ways. So if you can develop a high value skill, you indeed will feel more confident, and you will be able to show others. And along those lines, which we talked about in that podcast, I believe it was the first one from the first of the year, keep on learning new things. The more you learn, the more confidence you'll have and the more fun you'll have. Just make sure you're constantly learning new skills. That is going to benefit you in so many ways. And we talked about this already on a previous podcast, you know, and making these skills fun, making them something different, and just never stop learning, never stop being curious. When you find yourself curious, there's no room for self-doubt. There's no room to feel inadequate. A big one that I never realized before was having compassion for yourself and for others. I never realized that having compassion for others would boost my confidence, but it totally makes sense. Because if I'm compassionate towards others, I realize that nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect. And I understand more about the other people around me. And just to be kind and loving to other people and to myself, to be forgiving for ourselves, letting ourselves know that yes, indeed, we can mess up. We can learn. We are not perfect. And those things show us that no one is either. So it's pretty interesting how having compassion for yourself and others, how that turns things around in your mind. When you're genuinely caring and wanting to know how other people are and feeling for them, again, there's no room for feeling self-conscious. Also, when you're compassionate for yourself and others, you don't feel jealous towards them. Jealousy, envy, those feelings can be huge leaders in not feeling confident because we feel like we're lacking, like we're not as pretty or not as good or as smart as other people. And when you feel that way, you tend to show that in your body language. You tend to show that in your performance. And it's not a good feeling, and it actually makes everybody else around you feel very nervous. Having that compassion for yourself and others will help you to keep those jealousy feelings away, and it helps you just dive deeper and understand more. And that rolls right into the next habit. And this one is really, really smart. And when you have compassion for others, you respond very slowly. You don't react. You think about what's being said or what is happening, and you don't react to it in a harsh way, because when you react harshly, that really gives the impression that you don't have your act together, that you're unstable. But if you can think things through very thoughtfully, very lovingly, and understand where everything is coming to you from, if there's questions, if there's a circumstance that comes up that you're not really understanding and you feel like maybe you should be angry or frustrated or just ill at ease, but you take that time to think about it and you think of different ways that you can respond to the situation or the question, that shows so much confidence. There is something to be said about being around somebody who has a calm demeanor, somebody that is calm and loving and slow to anger. There's a lot to that that shows you their confidence, and it just makes you feel comfortable. It's a comfortable thing, and it gives you that trusting environment as well. So if you would like that, if you would like to exude that type of behavior, rather than reacting so quickly to things that happen and things that are said, respond slowly. Take your time, think about it, and this is going to take some practice. Definitely going to take practice, because there's things that kind of press our buttons and can really get us riled up and upset. But just remember, when you act that way, you're not exerting confidence in any way. You're basically showing that you're not stable, that you get rattled easily, and it's hard for people to keep their trust in you. And it's hard for you to even trust yourself if you know that you're going to react irrationally to different situations. In fact, right now, if you take inventory on the most pressing thing in your life, whatever that may be, how is your heart rate? How is your mind? Is your mind calm and controlled, thinking about it and figuring out ways to, maybe it's a problem and solving it, or are you panicked and just kind of like, oh my gosh, running around in circles in your head, wondering what you're going to do? You're not calm, cool, and collected. You're not thinking things in an orderly fashion, because when we are in that state of mind, when we're just in panic, we will visualize the worst case scenario and we will not be reasonable. Definitely keep in mind that it is so important to keep that calm, cool, collected head on anything you're going through. Figure out ways to solve the problem. Realize that what you're thinking of, what your mind is blowing up that's going to happen, really is just your imagination. That's not going to happen. It's probably a very slim chance, a very small percentage that that would happen. Perhaps you messed up at work and your mind is like, oh, I'm going to get fired, or they're not going to promote me, or, you know, all these huge, huge consequences that probably are not even slightly going through your boss's head. Just think your way through it. You know, you're in the wrong on anything. Another way to show a lot of confidence is to admit it. It is to be accountable for your actions. That shows so much confidence. It's not even funny. And you show people that you indeed are trustworthy. When people can trust you, that's another thing that they show confidence in you. And when you're trustworthy, that shows that you are confident as well. It is so important to be prepared. If you can plan ahead, if you can adapt and visualize what it is that you are wanting, if you can stay calm, cool, collected, do research, if you can study and you can plan, then you can definitely assure success in whatever it is that you are going to do. Planning is crucial to feeling confident. There's a lot of things we may know how to do, but if we don't prepare, a lot of times that can leave us a little bit empty-handed. And then we panic, and then the hands start getting sweaty, and then you start, you know, bad-mouthing in your head. Why didn't you study more? You're not going to get this right. And then you get more and more and more flustered. The confidence does not show because it's not there. And it's just so important to make sure that whatever it is that you do, that you can plan and you can adapt to different things and just visualize. Visualizing is so, so important to making things work and feeling confident in them. Also, it's vital to take time and dive into different topics that you may not be really interested in. A great way to boost your confidence is to get online and really look at what's current. Again, you can go back to the trending lists, different things that are trending, and just read an article on each of those things and just kind of become aware of what those things are. Because when you can be more in tune with what is going on with your colleagues and your family and the world around you, that gives you a lot of discussion topics. That gives you something where you can learn from other people. You don't have to know everything about a bunch of stuff, just enough to have a conversation starter. And then from there, learn about more from that other person. It's proven that the more that you know and learn, the more confident that you can become. So it's pretty exciting how our brain works with everything, because when we're really proactive in learning, when we're proactive in caring, when we're proactive in developing our skills and how we're going to respond to different situations and circumstances, and knowing what motivates us, just being so self-aware of all of these things are basically building blocks that you build one step at a time in order to build your confidence. And when you feel good, then it just naturally makes other people feel good. And that's that ripple in the pond that I talk about so often. There's other factors too. When you do these things and you feel confident, you don't just fake it till you make it, but you actually feel confident. You're showing that and you're just beaming with confidence. I love how we influence others. And that's where I'm going with this. That influence for your kids or your grandkids, your spouse, your coworkers, your siblings, your friends, that influence really makes an impact. And it inspires other people to be that way too. Nothing is more fun than when you can be around a whole bunch of people or just a couple people, and all of you are confident and feel good and really don't have any problem sharing things. You're just having that great vibe, that having fun conversation, learning things. And nobody is feeling awkward or left out or anything, because it's just such a great feeling. And when you feel confident like that, you're just able to make everybody else feel at ease. There's a difference between feeling confident and being egotistical. Those that are egotistical or narcissists can make people feel inferior or less than. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just feeling confident and feeling good in your skin and being able to make others feel that way too. I hope that this helps you on your journey to building confidence. It is the number one trending topic. We pretty much all seek it. So thank you so much for tuning in. If this has helped you, I invite you to share and definitely subscribe. If there's an option to leave me a review, I would love to read what you have to say. You'll have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, wait, is it seriously legal to have this much fun?